the beautiful life. Ain't it wonderful how the light shines? I'm walking in the light, the beautiful light. Ain't it wonderful how the light shines?
Walking in the light, the beautiful light. Ain't it wonderful?
Ooh, ooh.
How the light shines.
How the light shines.
Walking in the light,
the beautiful light. Ain't it wonderful?
Ain't it wonderful how the light shines?
Lord, you've been good to me.
Yes.
You brought me from a mighty long way. You gave me food and shelter as I go on the way. I thank you how you clothed and kept me. I thank you cause you gave me strength. I just thank you, Lord, for walking in the light.
Joy
in the light.
In the light.
The beautiful light.
Beautiful light.
Ain't it wonderful?
Ain't it wonderful?
Ooh,
how the light shines.
How the light shines.
Joy in the light.
Joy in the beautiful light.
Beautiful light.
Ain't it wonderful?
Ain't it wonderful? How the light shines.
Lord, you bless my family. You let us see another day. You gave us food and shelter as we go on our way. I thank you how you clothed and kept me. I thank you how you made us strength. I just trust in, Lord, I'm trusting in the light. Jesus is the light.
Jesus is the light.
The beautiful light.
Beautiful light.
Ain't it wonderful?
Ain't it wonderful?
Whoa,
whoa. How the light shines.
How the light shines.
Jesus is the light.
The beautiful light.
The beautiful light.
Ain't it wonderful? The beautiful light, ain't it wonderful how the light shines? Jesus is the light, the beautiful light, ain't it wonderful how the light shines?
Jesus is the light.
Beautiful light.
Beautiful light.
Ain't it wonderful?
Ain't it wonderful?
Whoa, whoa.
How the light shines.
How the light shines.
Jesus is the light.
The beautiful light. Ain't it wonderful? Ain't it marvelous? Ain't it wonderful? Ain't it marvelous? Ain't it wonderful? How the light shines.
Praise the Lord, everyone, this morning. Praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Amen. Truly, I want to thank Pastor Hayes for the opportunity to come before you this morning, and Reverend Bingham and the men and God of the pulpit. I truly thank them for the opportunity to come before you this morning. I'm a little nervous this morning because, for whatever reason it may be, I'm always nervous when I get behind the pulpit. So just pray that your prayers be with me, that, you know, that He had me behind the cross and that He speak, because I never want to get up here and allow it to be me, something I'm interjecting into what it is that God wants to say. So, you know, if you can forgive me for the nerveness, and I just want to thank the Lord. I mean, as I was sitting here today and observing, it just seemed like a spirit. I don't know, it may be just me, but, you know, it just seemed as if something. So I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you and we just praise you this morning, Lord. Lord, we pray and ask that we touch, Lord. Oh, Lord, that you touch, Father God, for we welcome your spirit in this morning. We welcome your spirit, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We pray that you have your way this morning, Lord. We pray that you touch, Father God. Touch hearts, Father God, and mind, souls, Father God. Lord, we pray that you touch me, Father, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, Father. Hide me behind Calvary's cross and use me this day, Lord. Let your anointing fall, Father God. Speak unto hearts that we may receive, Father God. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You know, as I said, it just seemed like we were. I don't know. You know how sometimes when some of us may not be as, as young as me. But, you know, we used to have a record player back in the day. And it normally would play on 45. You know what I'm saying? But when you would put it like on 78 or something, like, it would slow down, like, yeah. And so, you know, and that's what I'm saying. But, you know, every time you come up in the Lord's house, you should be playing right there on the 45. You should be going around right on time. Because, see, I tell you what, when Louisville was playing last night, I know when they was beating that team that was ranked, those U of L Cardinal fans were just like me, cheering them on, and we wasn't playing on that low speed. Amen? So when we come up in the Lord's house, we got to have it on the right speed. Amen? All right, all right. All right, and I don't know, you may be on the low speed because a friend of mine said to me, you was a little long-winded last time. I thought to tell him. I said, well, when I go to speak in AA, I tell them this all the time. And my wife will tell you, if I ain't done, just cut the lights off. I'll close the door when I'm finished. So, you know, I just pray that the Lord be with us today. Because like I said, you know, there is a word. I want to give a word today to the church of encouragement. A word of encouragement to the church. You know, there is a word. And that word, as you can see in your programs, is where we go from here. Where we go from here. Now this is a phrase that came about 1945, and this applied to political, economic, social, moral states of situation. Now, it's a phrase used necessarily in particular difficult situations. But now, yesterday, as I was watching the Texas and Oklahoma game, and Texas was really favored to win because they were playing at Texas. And Oklahoma was victorious. And I'd been fumbling with the message. And the commentator asked the quarterback for Oklahoma, where do you go from here? I said, oh, I'm on the right page. I'm on the right page. I know this is the right thing. Because I was like, now he's victorious, and he's asking him where he go from here. What are you saying this morning, brother? I'm saying we've been victorious in the Lord. We've been victorious in the merger. We've been victorious in going forth. And the question now as we begin to switch leadership, where we go from here? Well, you know, there's an answer to that. And the answer is in the text. And the answer is in the text as the answer has been what our pastor has been giving forth as he's been preaching us up to this day. Amen? Oh, I know you say, well, wait a minute. Let's just flow along. As I told my brother that asked me about the time, I said, I trust that the Lord will have us to flow. And we will not get out at 1:15 this time. Amen. So you know, I pray not to be before you long, but I truly believe where we go from here is fitting with the situation. And anytime I stand up, I always want to preach something that's germane to the situation. You know, I don't know. I was telling Reverend Bingham that God gives each and every person an assignment. An assignment. And you must carry out your assignment. You know, whether it's liked or not. And so, you know, because a lot of times, as you know, and I've talked about, I've struggled because of carrying out the assignment of what God wants me to do, of not what I want to do. It's always a fight. And so when you say, where we go from here, and you look at the phrase, you're looking at change. You're looking at change. Because, see, if you're going from somewhere, you're moving. Am I right about it? You're moving from one place to another. And no matter where you get, as I said yesterday, the man was victorious. And the question of the commentator, where you go from here? And what the young man said is he wanted to continue, strive to be better. Amen? Now listen, we're going to have to do better. I may not be preaching that good, but we still going to have to do better. Because, see, listen, let's follow along here on this here. We already doing well here at St. Paul Baptist Church, amen? And where we go from here, we want to do better, amen? We want to continue to strive in the Lord. That's where we go from here. We continue in the Lord, amen? That's what the text is telling us. We're going to get over into the text of where you go from here, but I was trying to talk to us a little bit about change. But we just want to keep playing the record on 78. I just like for us to move forward. We got to move forward, and we're moving forward. We got to play the record on 45. Amen? Amen. But now listen. Change is not always easy, and it's change is something difficult, but it's something that happens each and every day of our lives. Amen. You think about the caterpillar. Do you know it has to hang upside down to change? Huh? Yeah, it has to hang upside down. Now, you might think that's not difficult. Hang upside down yourself. And sometimes in our lives, we begin to feel as if we are turned upside down in our situations of which we go through. And we begin to ask the question, where I go from here? Because our life been turned upside down. Amen? And well, that's here is what we're talking about. But as we begin to hold on, even though our lives are upside down, there's a time of coming where we become a beautiful butterfly. Amen? You look at the change of the seasons. We welcomed summer when we were in the spring because it was so much rain. Oh, I'm just sick of this rain. I'm sick of this rain. Well, then when the summer began to come, we begin to holler that I am sick of this heat. It's just hot every day. Every day it's up in the 90s. Every day, 90 this, 90 that. Came out Saturday morning to go to work. Had to be there at 4:30. Was good and cold, ran back inside, had to get a jacket, put a hat on that head too. You know, it's cold out there is what I told him. Yeah, well, there's always change. There's always change. And we, as we go over into our text, we're going to look at a situation of change. And as, you know, I know you're going to look for points and this and that, but we're going to narrate the story. And as we narrate the story, we don't look to be here too long. So we need to look, just try to follow along real closely and quickly. And it says, and Moses went and spake these words unto Israel. He began to prepare the people. And you know, as you've been looking at us over the course of the few months, we've been prepared for this change. Amen? So we've been preparing for it. Moses prepared. He said to him, I'm 120 years old. I can no longer go out and come in. And the Lord said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. Well, in this Christian journey, it's like a marathon. But it's a marathon that's a relay. I don't know if you understand. I used to be in a lot better shape than this year, don't we? And back in high school, I used to run the mile relay. And in running the mile relay, they would give you a baton. And when you would run the relay, and you would hand the baton off to the next person, you didn't hold it close like this. You would run full stride with the baton out before you because you want that man to take the baton as he's running full stride, and he would take it and he would keep on going, not breaking stride. He would keep on going because he wanted a smooth transition. Are you following what I'm saying when I say where you go from here? When you're going from here, you want a smooth transition. So when you're passing the baton, you want to make sure you're giving the next man the baton in full stride. You don't want to be slowing down on the 78. You want to be going in full stride when you hand the baton off. I hope you follow me. I don't need to say his name, but he's handing the baton off in full stride. He's not slowing down. He's handing it off in full stride, and the man is taking the baton in full stride because you want a smooth transition in the relay. Because in the relay, when the man takes it, he just keeps on going. He keeps on going, and that's the way it is with the Lord. He just keeps on going. He's more than the energized bunny. He keeps on going. Amen? Amen. So, you know, Moses here was saying that his assignment was done. He was passing the baton because he was letting them know, my assignment is finished. I know you may say, well, wait a minute, it ain't done. But each and every one of us have an assignment in God. And that's all we to complete. When I passed that baton to the other guy, I had completed my assignment. I had completed my leg in the race. Amen? Amen. Now you might say, let me tell you. David thought to build God a house. He wanted to build God a house. God told him, no, the next generation will build me a house with your son. Oh, wait a minute. I know you don't find it in the text, but you got to read your Bible. Because if you read about Solomon, you'll read about the house in which Solomon built for the Lord. Amen? It's in her. See, so Moses had completed his assignment. He was passing the baton. And as he passed the baton, he wanted to let the people know something. The Lord your God, he will go over before you, and he will destroy these nations before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee as the Lord has said. Moses began to tell them the promise of God. They received the promise at this time. This is the same promise in which believers receive today. When the Lord tell you, I will always be with you and I will never leave you. I'm not quoting it quite right, but you can go over in Hebrews 13:5, and I guarantee you, you'll find it down there at the end of that verse. Amen. Where the Lord tells you he will always be. So this here is the same promise back then as it is today. So if you hear today and you feel as if the message is not for, it's the same promise. In other words, God's telling you that you can receive and have this same promise, but the Lord will always be with you. So your chance will come when the invitation comes for your opportunity to come before that you may become a believer. Amen? So Moses begins to give the people the promise. Because, see, the people had been sitting right there at the coast of the Jordan. Because, see, sometimes even though we begin to go forward in something, we begin to stagnate, so to speak. We begin to slow down, so to speak. And as we slow down, we begin, as the children of Israel, they slow down and they sat right there. They sat right there 40-something years and didn't go nowhere. Now, it wasn't because of Moses. It was due to their own murmuring and complaining. Because, see, sometimes we'll begin to look at the obstacles in our way. And as we look at the obstacles in our way, we'll ask the question of where we go from here. We'll forget just yesterday, or just the moment before when we got there, who it is that brought us there. And, see, so the children of Israel had just forgot just that quick. Why you say why he just forgot? Well, you see that in the next verse where he begins to talk, and the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, the kings of Amorite. See, he give them the promise up there in 3. Now he begins to give some reference down here in 4. Because, see, you always, anytime you receive a promise, you need some reference behind that promise. Am I right about it? Because, see, people can promise you something, but you got to know who it is that's promising you something. I got to know how you're going to return that which you promised. Because, see, everybody can't make good on the promise in which they give. See, so he began to tell them, I can make good on the promises in which I gave. Because, see, I'm the God in which delivered you from the king of Sihon and the king of Oz, these kings of the Amorites. And because when you went into Og, the Og's army was strong. They were strong. They were ready. They were fortified. And this was just a group of people. It was just a group of people scattered about, looking to go to the other side. But they had asked them before they came in to fight in their land. Let us just pass by. We won't go on this side. We won't go on that side. And they chose not to. But the Lord, when they say, no, you can't go through, the Lord gave those kings and all their possession over to the children of Israel. So he's given reference to let him know that I'm the same God that did this for you. Wait a minute. That's back then. What about today? I'm the same God that delivered you from drugs and alcohol. I'm the same God that worked out your marriage. I'm the same God that worked this out for you. I'm the same God that worked for you on your job. I'm the same God that began to pray and put my arms around your children. That's what he's saying unto them. Where you go from here, you continue in the Lord is where you go from here. And it's what he's telling them. He's giving them reference to what God he is. Because, see, there were several different gods in which they were serving at that time. So he's letting them know what God it is. Because, see, the children of Israel begin, as they sat there, begin to serve false God. Now, I know we don't have that issue and situation in here. I know we don't, but I'm just saying, I got to preach the text. I got to preach the text, and that's what the text says. See, so now they as he give them the reference, and he said he destroyed it. Because see, if we look at within our own lives, the testimony within our own lives, how the Lord has destroyed situations that we just feel like we couldn't get through. We just feel like there was no way through. It was just too big. It was too much of an obstacle. See, that's why they sat right there at the brink of the Jordan. It was just too big. It's too much for me to overcome. It's too much. Where do we go from here? Because, see, if you read back, some of them said, aren't we better off back in Egypt? Some of them went here. But the question is, Moses was telling, we to go with the Lord. Because see, if you read on, he'll tell them, you've been out here 40 years. Your clothes ain't wore out. Your shoes ain't wore out. I've always been with you. You've always had something to eat. Now, that's me putting that in there. That's not, he didn't say that. But he was letting them know, I've always took care of you. Now, anytime you're given a promise and you're given reference to the promise, sometimes you need some instructions. Amen? See, now, you got to have some instructions to the promise and to the reference. He said, be strong and of good courage. Because, see, these countries were built up. They when they looked at the walls, they looked at the walls of heaven, that they were built up all the way to heaven. You know what? I love my pastor, and he's been praying with me and over a situation, and I will talk with him and Reverend Bingham's a good and faithful man. And he would tell me, hold on. Because the situation I was praying for, it just looked like the walls were built all the way up to heaven. And there wasn't no getting through. And I would say, Rev, and Rev would say, hold on. Hold on. And he would talk to me. He would encourage me. And that's what I come out this morning to do. To encourage us to be strong. What do you say, be strong? Do you remember when your mama or your daddy would tell you, sit up? Or if you were in the service, they would tell you, attention, and you would quickly snap up. And then, it's my. And you know, and you begin to march in sequence with one another to show the strength of the army. The strength of this army is the Lord thy God, because he said, I'll go before you. He had promised him, I'd go before you. Sister was talking about prayer this morning. When we begin to pray, the Lord's presence has already went before the situation in which we deal in. Have you ever went in the house and sometimes situations ain't just right with you and the missus, or the missus in the, and you will pray about it before you go in, and when you get in there, it's all right because the presence of the Lord has already went in. So you can go in there with some strength. playing on men, knowing that you done had a God. See, when you know, when my big brother and I would go, and I would have to sometimes do a little warfare because I was so much younger, and he said, man, I'm going to go with you, make sure I'm going to watch your back. I would go, I'd feel a little confident. I'd have some strength about it. Yeah, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Knowing, you know, win or lose, it didn't matter, but I had some confidence. And see, so to be strong is to play on men, to have a hero with God. And see, so, you know, he was telling them to be strong when God, just be the same, have the same strength that you had when you fought Og. That's what he was saying right there. And then he comes with a little more. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Because, see, when we're going through changing situations, we fear the unknown. Am I right about it? See, you fear the unknown. But if you believe, God has went before you. And the only way you can believe God has went before you is to look back on your experiences with God. To look back on your experiences with God. When I had my first knee surgery, I was so nervous because I had blood clots before. And I wasn't looking at the fact that the Lord had brought me through them. But as I had the next one, I was all right because I knew who it was that brought me through. I can look back. I wasn't dreading the situation. The only thing I was doing is dreading getting rid of, let's get rid of this pain. The quicker, the better. But see, and that's what we need, folks. We need to be encouraged in the Lord because the Lord has already went before us in the situation of the search committee, of finding the next man of God. Where we go from here? We go with the Lord. Where we go from here, St. Paul? We go with the Lord. We go with the Lord as the Lord went with us in the merger. We go with the Lord as he goes with the change of leadership. Where we go from here? We go with the Lord. That's where we go from here. Now, I'm not going to interject a whole lot of my stuff into this. That's the text. That's the text. Because he said, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid. For the Lord your God, he it is that go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. That's where we go from here. We go with the Lord. Amen. It's invitation time. You want to come, Reverend Bingham?